Hello and welcome to the debate. I'm Marzieh Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Security still remains aloof in Libya more than 3 years since the overthrow of former dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Now, there is a former Libyan general, Khalifa Haftar, who served under Gaddafi's reign, who has formed what he is calling the Libyan National Army. And the Libyan National Army is allegedly fighting Takfir militants. And all of this just happens to be taking place in the oil-rich region of Libya. Just coincidence or pre-planned? And also an added note, the Libyan military has declared this area, Benghazi, as a no-fly zone. Stay with us as we try to find out what all of it means.
On Friday, the shattering calm in Libya's eastern city of Benghazi broke again when the self-declared Libyan National Army began an offensive against two powerful Takfiri militant groups. Since the 2011 intervention of NATO in Libyans' uprising against the longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi, the country has failed to impose authority over militant groups who refuse to disarm, with some of them even pushing for independence. Benghazi operation has so far left dozens of people dead and more injured. The new government at first tried to stay away from the operation, saying that it was launched by rogue General Khalifa Haftar and his forces.
The chief of staff of the Libyan army has denied the issuance of orders to these forces, and therefore this movement is a violation of orders of the military and legitimate authorities.
On Saturday, the army declared a no-fly zone over the eastern city and ordered its forces to shoot down any aircraft violating the ban. Some analysts say Tripoli's behavior shows the government lacks unity.
There's not enough unity for the government currently to be saying that they are at odds with what the general has done and for the general to have acted unilaterally. But it just shows a very confused picture, but ultimately a Libyan government that's desperate in many, many ways, especially the army.
Benghazi operation is staged under the command of retired General Khalifa Haftar and some army units loyal to him. But who is the general? Khalifa Haftar was army commander under the rule of former dictator Muammar Gaddafi. He fell from grace after Libya lost to Chad during the 1980s war. Haftar then sought exile in the United States. Numerous sources have pointed to his links with the CIA, saying that he established a training camp for his Libyan National Army in rural Virginia. After the outbreak of Libya's 2011 uprising, Haftar returned to his country and became the third most senior officer in the newly established army. Haftar's LNA troops are now fighting February 17th brigades and Ansar al-Sharia, two of Benghazi's powerful militants. Washington has blamed Ansar al-Sharia for the 2012 attack on its consulate, where four people, including the U.S. ambassador and two CIA operatives, were killed. Although the group has denied any involvement, its headquarters later came under attack and its troops were forced to leave Benghazi temporarily. Haftar's self-declared mission to rout out Ansar al-Sharia has already raised some eyebrows, with some experts thinking Washington had prior information about the offensive.
In fact, the United States just sent more than 200 Marines to Italy in preparation that they may have to evacuate the United States embassy in Libya in case there is a major problem.
Well, I'd like to welcome my guests to the program. Out of Philadelphia, ex-professor of African Studies, Delaware State University, Mr. Jahi Issa. And a senior fellow, Hudson Institute, Mr. Yes. Richard Weitz, out of Washington. Well, welcome both of you to the program. Well, let's start this off in Washington. Mr. Weitz, how do you see exactly what is going on in Libya? What's your opinion about what is taking place right now?
It is confusing, and I give your broadcast credit for trying to help us understand what's happening. It looks like a combination of internal power struggle and weak central government is contributing to further political infighting. The transition in Libya has not gone as well as people had hoped following Gaddafi, and it's still taking its time to lead to a strong, democratic, effective government. And I think we're still seeing this as a work in progress.
Okay, Mr. Jahi Issa, your take on the same question. In your perspective, why are we seeing what appears to be a growing amount of instability?
This is really about a war that was waged against Libya in 2011 that wasn't well thought out by NATO. Of course, NATO was led by the United States, my country, but it wasn't thought out. Gaddafi was old. Was he a threat to the United States in 2001, 2002, 2003? Yes, maybe he was. He was trying during that period to build a nuclear arsenal that could have possibly threatened the region. But was he a threat in 2011 at his old age? No, he was not a threat. He was not a threat. In fact, he was working with the United States. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice went to Libya to meet with him. He was working with the United States CIA. He was not a threat. So what we have is a failed state that was caused primarily by NATO. This is the problem. This is the central reason of all the chaos in Libya now. It's a failed state. And Europe is now having a major problem because they're going to have to suffer with this failed state because it's going to impact the entire North African region. And this is what I said yesterday. Now we have Marines, United States Marines. It was first reported that there were 500. Now the spokesperson has said, verified that it's 150 who have been flown to Italy just in case. The consulate in Libya comes under attack again, like it was last year, and we lost an ambassador. So Libya is a failed state, and the primary cause is because of a war against Gaddafi and the country of Libya that wasn't well thought of and probably should have never happened. Okay. Gaddafi at that time was an old man. He was no threat.
Okay, well, Mr. Weiss, looking at the situation now, we have a former general who served under Gaddafi, now forming his own group, the Libyan National Army, and he says that he's fighting against these Tak Fury insurgents. But it would appear that the Libyan military, that would also be the goal of the Libyan military, the national military, would be to fight against the Tak Fury militants. So why would he have to separate in order to do this? Do you think that there's another agenda for him?
I think, as you lined up the question quite properly, yes, there, if he wanted to fight the insurgents, he could do that as a member of the army. I mean, it's possible he wants to fight in a different way, perhaps a more brutal way, violate there's some human rights and so on, which aren't being respected by the army. But I suspect you're right. It's probably he has other motives in mind that perhaps maybe he will deal with the insurgency. Maybe he's going to use the army for other purposes, seize out an area for control for himself, maybe attack the regular army. So I think we need to be suspicious about his declared aims.
Okay, well, Mr. Issa, we're getting reports out of Libya now that the General Khalifa Haftar, there are reports that it could be a possible coup that actually he is attempting. Your take on that, sir?
Well, it wouldn't be difficult because there's no central government in Libya. There's no central government. It's ran by hundreds of militias. Some of the militias are controlled by former Gaddafi loyalists. Some are controlled by the terrorists who were sent in to destroy the country. So it wouldn't be difficult to start to do a coup d'etat. I'm almost certain if I had a group of 300 well-trained men, I can go in and do a coup d'etat. The issue is, the real issue is that the United States and NATO was not really interested in Libya until after the Benghazi incident, in which a former United States ambassador was murdered. Right? This hadn't happened in 33 years. And he was murdered because the entire war on Libya was unnecessary. He was murdered also because there were contractor security agents protecting the U.S. embassy. And now, according to a former general, lieutenant general, under the Bush administration, we're now coming to find out possibly that even the ambassador may have been working on a covert war to ship arms via Turkey from Libya to Libya and then to Syria. And he was killed along with several of his